About 8 o'clock on the morning of December 1st, 1939, the phone rang in the home of the Sage of Baltimore, H.L. Mencken, awakening him. Mencken grumped a, "Hello, yes, I'll be there." The caller was Folsom Taylor, manager of the Renard Hotel, which had occupied the irregular plot of land at the southwest corner of Liberty and Saratoga Streets since 1885. It is a parking lot now, and Mr. Taylor told Mencken he was closing the place up forever. He invited Mencken to be there for a farewell meal to say goodbye to the once and famous old hotel. He said that a small group of Renard regulars would be there singing Auld Lang Syne about the old Renard Hotel. Though the hotel survived the Great Depression of 1929, in 1939, it was not doing enough business to keep it going. Its fame as a hotel was less than its fame as a gathering place for politicians and for its dining room. Everybody who was anybody, always men in those days, who made things happen in Baltimore, Maryland, and Washington, ate, drank, or slept at the Renard. Mencken reminisced, quote, "I ate lunch there every day from 1906 to 1915. The Renard made much of its reputation with its excellent food, Maryland oysters, terrapin, wild duck. When the game laws stopped the hotel from serving wild duck, that was a fatal blow," end quote. But back to that last meal. A dozen or so guests had gathered at the hotel dining room at about 6:30. The kitchen, which had not been restocked in days, did its best with what it could scrounge up. As midnight approached, the mourners formed a course around the piano, Mencken himself at the keys. Mayor Howard W. Jackson, thinking to savor his enjoyment of the show, asked the waiter for a final cup of coffee. The waiter brought him tea with an apology, quote, "It's all we have, sir. We've run out of coffee," end quote. It was December 1st, 1939, and the old Renard Hotel had not only run out of coffee, it had run out of time.